has it been to keep the secondary together and performing at a high level with all the injuries, with all the new faces and bodies?
Well, I think earlier in the year we were doing a better job than lately. We've given up a lot more big plays lately. You know, particularly this last game, I think we had six plays of over 20 yards. And I don't know exactly what the stat is, but I'm guessing through, you know, about the first eight games or so, we had something like 14 total. We had done a really good job of preventing big plays, and we've gotten away from that the last couple games, particularly this last game. You know, we did some really good things. We intercepted the ball three times. Like I said, had, I think, 7-3 and outs, had three sacks, a lot of quarterback pressures, you know, a lot of different good things that we did. But you look at the other side of that and the long passes, the long plays, and they ended up being touchdowns. And, you know, that's certainly not something that that we're happy with.
Did you guys not do enough to address that in the offseason?
You know, you can't anticipate all kinds of different things that happen. I mean, last year, all of our wide receivers were healthy the entire year. This year, that hasn't been the case. You know, at cornerback position, you know, we drafted a corner that appears to have a very bright future. You know, he got hurt. He would look like he was on his way to being a starter or at least a major contributor. You know, we've had a lot of different situations, and there's no excuse there. You know, whatever happens, you need to be able to plug it in and go to the next guy. But I think there's been some unforeseen things there. You know, Lou Delmas has struggled with that knee since the beginning of training camp. Obviously the way we went into training camp, that wasn't something that we thought was going to be an issue. But you have to be able to adjust. At times we've done a good job with that. At times, particularly lately, we need to do a better job.
Philly was unable to, or he came off the field for that last drive. Is that a fatigue thing? If it is a fatigue thing, is that an issue?
No, that wasn't a fatigue thing. He had an injury that caused him to come out, and he'll probably be a little limited this week as a result of it. But it's not a long-term injury. He got hit on the thigh.
Are you planning to have some more news about Titus later today?
Probably not today, but when I do, we'll get it to you guys, or I'll deliver it to you, however it works out.
No. What did you think of Thomas' play yesterday?
Pardon?
What did you think of Delmas' play yesterday? Is he still dealing with that knee in the game?
You know, I think anybody saw the game was there know that we were taking him in and out of the game, trying to use him in the red zone, trying to use him on third down and different things like that. Lou has been a warrior through this whole thing. He is a tough guy, and he is a tremendously prideful guy, and it means a lot to him for our team to be successful and for him to be out on the field. But there was only a certain number of plays that he has in on a given Sunday, and you know, we had to try to limit him through the game. But, you know, when he's out there, he makes an impact. Unfortunately, he had that one missed tackle, but, you know, he means a lot to our defense, and certainly we're a better defense when he's on the field.
How much does that affect your rhythm then? I mean, you guys gave up four passes of 40 yards.
Yeah, I don't think I wouldn't say that had anything to do with it. I think that when he's on the field, we're in a better situation. I'd have to go back and look at how many he was on the field for. He was on the field for the one and 4 minutes to go, but I can't recall some of the other ones. But he means a lot to us. We're a better defense when he's on the field.
The very last touchdown, he scored standing up. You had a couple guys at the goal line. Did either of those guys have a shot to, if they would have dove, if they would have jumped, I mean, to hit him, maybe collision and stop him? Sure.
Yeah, not looking at the film. I mean, looking at the end zone copy and TV. I mean, the coach's copy. I don't think anybody had any let up on that. You know, we were protecting the end zone. We lost vision on it. We let the quarterback escape, and it honestly affected our coverage a lot when he was scrambling. It looked like if he was going to scramble, we had a better chance at getting him down because we were plastering receivers, and then, you know, didn't react as quickly as if he would have thrown from the pocket.
2 weeks ago, you said Sue maybe had his best performance with the Lions when he didn't really make a stat sheet impact. This week he was in the backfield pretty much the whole game and had a major impact on the stat sheet. Does this game possibly even trump the one, I believe, was against the Vikings 2 weeks back?
I mean, stats are stats. I think he's played consistent. I've said this before. I think he's played consistent throughout this year. And, you know, he was around the quarterback. He, you know, made tackles for losses. He made tackles. And whether he's doing that or he's setting somebody else up to do it, it's the production of our defense. It's how effective our defense is, not what an individual player gets as far as sacks. But we've been happy with his play, and I think he had a very good game this last game.
Thank you.